Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Kenny Talk experience. I am the one and only Kenny Talk. And yes, it's another great show that we're going to throw at you today. We want you to catch this one. This one is going to be one that you're not going to forget because it's kind of like going to be a part two from a discussion that we had already previously held. Shout out to everybody listening. It's about time to go in full speed. You're listening to The Real Relationship Talk Show only on Dollhouse Radio, and I am Kenny Talk. And I'll be back faster than you can say cat in the hat, like I always like to say. And just be prepared. Brace yourself. Disrespect is where we're going. Disrespect.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo.
Bitch better have my money.
are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dalhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk, everybody. And it's about that time. The first part of the show is dedicated to what we like to call the relationship truth. The relationship truth part of the show is, what is that, Kenny Talk? That's a little something that we do on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, where we post out little colorful relationship posts that, you know, tend to get up under people's skin at times. You know, tend to make them feel like they want to respond to it, they want to like it, they want to share it, they want to do whatever they want to do to it, right? So the relationship truth of today goes as follows. I got to step out there on this one. Okay, since this week is actually speaking about disrespect, we're going to start with this relationship truth. It says, all right, we posted, this was earlier this week, many of the things we say we want or expect in our relationships are really only things we want other people to see that we have. And I always got to make sure I repeat it. Many of the things that we say we want or expect in our relationships are really only things we want people to see that we have. So I'm gonna leave that out there just for a second. I want y'all to kind of speak on that. Y'all let me know what thoughts come to mind when I actually post that, and then I may go in and kind of read a couple of them that some of the people actually posted on that, you know, of course, felt like they didn't agree with that. In other words, that's all good. That's why we are here. We are here to have a pretty good discussion today, and we can't have a discussion without including everybody in on it. And it's all good. I'm going to leave it out there like that. I'm going to go to Facebook real quick, and one of my followers, one of our fans of the show, says, I totally disagree with you on this one, Kenny Talk, because as a woman that knows exactly what I want in a relationship, as a woman that expects what I expect, I could care less about what the others on the outside are looking at or what they feel about what I want, because it's about my happiness. I think this post is very one-sided, and there's a small percentage of women that may feel this way. All right. Okay. I'm glad you shared, because that's going to kind of take us right into our conversation today. Thank you. Disrespect in relationships. Yeah. Disrespect. long-term relationship. So how is that going to tie in? There are a lot of people out there that get into relationships just for the reason that I have on this post. And the problem with it is that's where the disrespect comes in at. You don't respect that which you don't really want. You don't cherish what you have or what's being given to you if that's not what you value. Okay? So if you don't value this at this particular point in your life where you have this relationship with this person, then you're going to tend to not show, to not cherish it, in other words. But what do I mean by that? It's real simple. There are so many people out there that are in relationships, but disrespect is actually happening. It's because at the end of the day, you're not even ready for what you told that person that you expect. You're not even ready for that which you told that person that you wanted or that you demanded for them in order to be in a relationship. That looks so great from the outside looking in is going to be what? What looks so great is the fact that you have what so many others would like to have. You have what so many other people, wish they had. Right? So you would actually accept it just because of the fact that there are so many people without it. And when you get it, you disrespect. Simple example. Before we move on, a simple example. And ladies, I know you guys can attest to this. Ladies, how many of you guys have had that friend or that person that you know that had this guy that was in a relationship with them or that they were in a relationship with? That was like hands down the best dude you have ever saw in a relationship. Hands down the nicest. Hands down the most respectable. Hands down the most cherishing person, right? That your friend had, or that your friend or that person that you know were in a relationship with. How many of you guys have ever had one, like a friend that had someone like that in their life? And still, they still wanted to, you know, color outside the lines. Let's go a little deeper. Because I hear him say it all the time. Man, I don't see how you do him like that. He's so nice. He's so this. He'll give you the world. He'll lay down his jacket over a puddle of water and let you walk over. He'll kiss your feet. He'll take you to the altar. He'll give you anything that you want. Right? He'll do all of that. Why do you do him like that? Why do you speak to him in that manner? Why do you still mess with your ex? Why do you still string him along like this? Y'all sound off on that real quick, because we're speaking about those that's joining us on Dollhouse Radio. We are speaking about disrespect in relationships. How many of you guys have that friend that have what you wish you had, but they don't cherish it? And it's the mere fact on it, I'm going to read some of your posts, the mere fact that they don't care about it is because guess what? They want it because of what other people on the outside looking in will actually have to say about it. They want it so people on the outside can see that they have it, right? That's what that post was all about. And it ties right into dealing with disrespect. Dealing with disrespect. You know what? We love what we do here on the Real Relationship Talk Show. And the only thing that we want everybody to know is that we do it 100% for you. We do it 100% for you only on Dollhouse Radio, right? But let's dive in a little bit, dealing with disrespect. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about tonight, right? So I'm going to try to keep as brief as I can, right? Got to do that. What are some things that you guys feel are disrespectful in relationship.
We got the obvious.
We're going to talk about it.
Talk about cheat.
Talk about physical violence. What are your idea of disrespect? We're going to touch on some points where we're going to touch on some things that people don't really see as disrespect. Well, that's not one of the top things that you see as disrespect. Let me go to Facebook, though. Okay. I got a young lady saying, she want to speak on the post. She says that, and she says, according to the post, you were saying that people, a bit of a misspell. Let me see what she's saying. Okay. You were saying people wanted what they asked for just for others to see. And I have actually had people that I know where they did not cherish what somebody actually gave them. But I feel like it had a lot to do with the fact that they were not ready for that particular relationship. I feel like they were still maturing. There are a lot of relationships where a lot of women don't demand this out of a person, but it is simply given to them. And you know what? Thank you. That's a very good point as well. Sometimes, what the post and what the young lady responding is speaking on is sometimes it has nothing to do with what you demand as a woman or what you demand as a man. Fellas, how many of you guys have actually met someone, kicked it with, hung out with, and they all of a sudden gave their all to you over that short period of time? They gave you everything that you wanted. They gave you everything they wanted to give you, right? They gave you commitment. They stopped dealing with other people, and they say 100% on with you, right? But when you didn't ask for that, are you to blame for not cherishing it? When you didn't ask for it, or when you make certain moves, or when you make certain comments, are you being disrespectful to what they actually have, what you have? Are you? Well, one thing I want to let everybody know, being disrespectful is an opinion. Mean by that, Kenny? Oh, well, I mean, think about it. There are some things that you will put up with that the next person won't put up with. There are some things that you will get upset about if a person said or did it to you. However, they go somewhere else and do the exact same thing, and there is no fuss. That's all I'm trying to say. That's what makes an opinion. It's about what you will deal with. Those that are just joining us, it's a Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk. Yes, I am. And we're discussing dealing with disrespect in relationships. Now, I want everybody to know, just because you missed the show, or the people that you know or you might want to listen to the show is not listening with you right now, you haven't told them about it as of yet, because I know, you know, that word of mouth is crazy, right? You guys show me a lot of love. Make sure that you let them know that they can listen to Kenny Talk Experience anytime they want just by clicking on the link that's on our Facebook page, clicking on the link we send out on Twitter throughout the week, right? You can do that. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio, and you can listen to the Kenny Talk Experience and all the shows that are airing, right? And you can do that. All right. Let's talk about the different forms of disrespect. Now, I'm looking at Facebook, and someone, they definitely put cheating out there. They said cheating is a major form of disrespect in a relationship. So we're going to touch on that briefly before we move on, right? I got a little something that I want to kind of read out to you guys. I got to find it here. It's something that I shared. So those that follow me that are friends with me on Facebook, I'm sure you saw it. Check it out. Well, if you didn't, I want to read it to you. And it says something about 8 reasons why men cheat on loyal women. So when you talk about being disrespectful, this has got to be one of the major, major things that kind of show up or that pop up. Because guess what they said? Guess what they popped out and said? They said, cheating, number one. I just want to read these off real quick. Number one, 8 reasons why men cheat on loyal women. Now, you know, I find this shit on Facebook. I find it everywhere, man. And I like to share it. It's kind of a dialogue. Okay? Number one, he thinks he's her only option. Number two, loyal women fight the hardest to make things work. Number three, he thinks she's invested too much in the relationship to leave. Number four, he doesn't accept BS he's so used to. Number five, all your women know how to trust. He doesn't realize just how rare she is. Number seven, the positive words only made him cocky. When she built him up, that made him cocky. Number eight, he doesn't realize the potential with her. Now let's talk. I'm just gonna just talk about that. Now a lot of the when you talk about loyal women, being loyal is a choice. You make that choice, right? But you have to make sure that you're giving it to a person that cherishes loyalty. If you take exactly what we're speaking about, loyalty. If you take all the stuff that they said in those 8 posts, and you give them over to someone that does not cherish that, then if they break your heart by cheating on you, then they're not being disrespectful. They just never valued what you're giving them in the first place. But what say you? Let's talk about it. Okay, on Facebook they said, okay, they said it. They 100% agree with the list. It makes a lot of sense. Once you feel like a person has invested too much, or once you feel like a person has nowhere else to go, you treat them like crap. I feel like that's a major reason why guys cheat. Okay, you know what? That may be the truth. That may be the truth. Right? A lot of guys do that. They feel like you're stranded. But when you talk about being stranded, when you talk about being stranded, no one can strand you. Being stranded is a mindset. You can be on Gilligan's Island, right? I think Gilligan them actually built the boat. Only for those that are my age that can remember Gilligan Island, they built so much on that island. Couldn't build a boat to get off of it. So being stranded is a mindset, right? You could be in a relationship with a person and everything is going good, everything is going great. However, you feel like, I can't find anyone else, so I'm going to go ahead and stay with this person. You know, you feel like, okay, if they're, you feel like, well, I done invested too much in this and it wouldn't make sense for me to leave, make that decision. Okay, and that's just that. So here we go. Dollhouse Radio is on the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk. Remember, you can call us at 646-595-4038 if you want to make your words heard, or if not, I mean, I got a lot of them on here on Facebook. I see a lot of responses, and I promise y'all, you know what? I see them, but a lot of them are kind of aligned exactly with what we're speaking about. So that's the reason why. But I assure you that your voices are being heard, and I'm going to make sure I speak on it. All right. Let's continue. All right. When we come back after the break, it is going to be, of course, the Keeping It Real letter that we're going to do. Then we're going to jump right back into a lot of things that you guys told me. What you felt disrespect was compared to my list. Kenny Talk has a list that he's going to jump on. I do have a list, right, that I'm going to jump on. And we'll be jumping on it in just a second, right? Now we go to the break. guys, if you haven't followed the Dollhouse underscore radio page on Twitter, make sure you do that, because that's how you can find out about all the shows. A lot of shows. I got a lot of colleagues and they doing their thing, right? And I want some of my listeners to listen to theirs and some of their listeners to listen over here. Just listen, because I can assure you, guess what? You're going to pick some up real serious. And don't forget to visit dollhouseradio.com and look at a lot of the packages that they have for promotions for independent artists and things of that nature. Make sure y'all get at us on that, right? All right. One of the major forms of disrespect in relationship. You guys won't believe. It's, as I hear about, is being verbally disrespectful. Now, there's a video that I shared, right? And it spoke about women being disrespectful to their men, right? And when you play this video, they play a lot of examples of women, I mean, just calling them out of their names, calling a man a bitch, swinging at him, punching him, kicking him, spitting on him, right? Or just simply just being 100% disrespectful verbally. And it goes on to show that with a different type of person, these ladies probably wouldn't be as disrespectful. Disrespect is an opinion. And the point I want to make with this, if you guys want to watch that video, it's entertaining. Add us on Facebook at Kenny Talk Experience if you want to look at it. But the point I'm going to make from that video is this. There are so many women, there are so many men that come off disrespectful to the person that they're with. But it actually happens because of the expectation that you set up front allows them to feel that they can do that and it be acceptable to you. What do I mean by that? I'll go in a little bit deeper. Those that are just joining, disrespect their relationship. You set the tone for that. You do. But back in my day, I have dealt with several women that spoke to guys that I know that they've dealt with in a manner that they did not, they will not ever talk to you. It's about standards. Okay, somebody hit me up on Twitter. They say it's about standards, the standards that you set. Thank you for saying that. It's about standards, yes. It's about clear and effective communicating. Because if I can clearly and effectively communicate with you, you have no right or no reason to disrespectfully speak. If you can clearly and effectively communicate with me, I have no right to verbally disrespect you. And that is the honest truth. That's going to be the major reason why that video is what it is. Because when I looked at that video, I said one thing that I do notice is that a lot of these people don't know how to communicate. These people are not effectively communicating with their loved ones, right? So what is happening? If you can't effectively communicate, it will make me feel like I have to slap you upside your head to get an understanding. It'll make me feel like, guess what, that I have to scream at you in order to get you to understand where I'm coming from. What do you guys think? We're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to be back fast, and you can say Cat in the Hat, because it's going to be time for the Keeping It Real letter. After the Keeping It Real letter, then we're going to jump into the list. It's going down. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show only on the Kenny Talk Experience, and I want to play some of the songs. We're going to pay some bills on Dollhouse Radio, and it goes down like this.
slipping with me, shouty.
I'll let your boy.
Come get with Young Dro.
Best stay smoking.
Hey, Dro, you know I ride all kind of paint.
Okay.
When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank. Irene Chris, so you know that thing stain. Bright diamonds on my nigga, make your eye look like a chain. I tell you what I think, you wanna ride with a killer. Your girl jacking, but pimpin', do not wanna hit her. I'm trying to slip you off, finish shit in white frost. They ask you to tell them you ain't the king of the boss.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Relationship Talk Show. Now, this is the part where, of course, we do our Keeping It Real letter. But before I do that, I got to take out a little bit of time to just kind of speak on. I'm sure you guys have been seeing it on social media. Baltimore, Maryland, what's going on up there? I know we talk relationships and things of that nature, but we just want to send out our best wishes to the families that were impacted by what happened, the guy that was killed up there by the police. We want to basically send out a love shout to the city, you know, peace and love to everybody, hoping that they can kind of work things out, as well as work things out in all of the communities throughout the United States, from Dollhouse Radio, from the Kenny Talk Experience. I wanted to drop that on y'all before we actually begin. And now, it's back. We back. To keep it real, letter, you know. A bit of a moment of silence. And we got to keep it real, letter coming on. It's coming from down in Florida, man. Port St. Lucie, Florida. What's up, Florida? Okay, I chose this letter because we are discussing disrespecting relationships. And Port St. Lucie, I'm going to call her St. Lucie. St. Lucie says that she's been in a long-term relationship. In her small town, that it seems everybody respects except one female. it's on the phone or it's at the parties, the local parties, at the restaurant, while he's hanging out at the bar, there, she's in his face. He's for some reason just have something to talk about. Man that I love. I feel like she is very disrespectful when it comes to what we have. Kenny Talk, can you keep it real with me in this situation? What do you think I could do with in the mishap or in the case of this disrespect? All right, let me jump. Thank you, St. Lucie, for writing in. What y'all think about that? What's your thing on St. Lucie, Port St. Lucie, do y'all? What y'all think? I already know what I'm going to say. You guys can hit me up 646-595-4038 if you want to make your words heard. If not, do what you're doing. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. Y'all respond to that, right? While I jump right on in. I'm going to keep it real simple to the point so we can move on. I do want you to know this for St. Luke. People do what they feel like they can do. I know we all heard that before. The guy that you're dealing with, the guy that you're in love with, he has some type of connection still with this young lady. He can't fight it. It is what it is. Have you spoken with him to see the reasons behind him being or having something to do with this young lady still? What does he say? But I can tell you, she's not going to do anything that she's not welcome to do. She's just not going to do that. She's not gonna walk up to any door. She's not gonna knock on to any door. Where, guess what? She's not welcome. If she is not welcome, it's not gonna go down. Ain't gonna even walk up on it. We never do. Okay? So we're gonna bring it back to the person that you're in a relationship with. Tell us, man, what exactly do you got going on? What does she have over you? Why is it so important to you for her to still be in your face? So to keep it real, at the end of the day, people are not going to do but they are not giving the expectations. If you give them that expectation as far as how things are going to go, they won't cross the line. They would not cross the line. So it's something that you're doing or you're not doing that's causing her to still be. Sounds like you guys have had some confrontation where you actually bumped heads, ran into each other, exchanged some words or whatever. She's there because she feel like, guess what, she'll always be there and she can always be there. All right, one of my Facebook friends says, any talk is simple. They are still fucking. I hope y'all kids are not listening to this. I'm going to read it out as they bring it to me. At the end of the day, they're still having sex with each other. Okay? I mean, it might be the case. Okay, it says, I agree with you, Kenneth Talk. They are actually setting some expectation that it's okay for her to still be around. You have to learn that when you decide to get into a relationship with someone, you must cut the cord. You must let people know what's going on so that person can move on. But that, I mean, I kind of agree. It sounds like the person don't have a reason to move on. There is no reason to move on. Why? But what you're giving this person is just, I mean, it's fulfilling to her. What she's getting from your man is fulfilling, so she's going to stay put. Let the man do something different. It has nothing to do with you, so to keep it real with you, you really can't do nothing. All right, let's jump back into this discussion. Flirting is one of the things that we heard. Flirting is one of the things that we got. They feel like it's disrespectful. Is flirting disrespectful? Holding casual conversation, intimate conversations. We talked about this on the last show. Dating your best friend's ex or somebody that you know's ex. If you say, all right, well, you used to talk to this guy, so everything is going cool, so guess what? I think I'm going to go with him. Being disrespectful to someone's marriage or their relationship. Okay? That's kind of the same thing what we just actually discussed. Kissing, hugging. Check this out. Here's one that a lot of people probably don't pay attention to. Now, this might sound kind of weird, but I was having a conversation with a young man, and let me tell you. This young man said, he sent the young lady a message on Instagram, and told me this picture. The man, look at this girl here, man. This girl here is super hot. I was like, really? And when we looked at him, man, I looked down at his phone, and I looked down the young lady's page, photos. There are lots of pictures where she has her butt done to the camera. She even got a couple of videos where she kind of twerking on there and having a good time. Hey, did she have a nice ass? What kind of question is that? You had a nice ass, man. Shit. Of course, right? But he says, here's the part about it. He says when he inboxed this young lady, he talked about he tried to hit her up about hooking up. And she actually made the statement that a bae wouldn't like that. B-A-E. A bae wouldn't appreciate that. Her hooking up.
Rubbing ass.
intimate conversations again. That's fucked up. What do you mean by intimate? What's intimate? And you got people that are involved in full-fledged conversation with people outside of their relationship. Because I've heard women say that's an area where a person that they're with, that's where they lack. Are you disrespecting your mate if they're not good at conversating? I got a friend of mine that killed mine if they killed me if they heard me say conversing. Conversing. It is disrespectful to use someone else for conversing. Well, it's not as disrespectful using someone else for sex. It is all intimate. There are a lot of guys that are in relationships with women that don't please them sexually, but that are not just that sexually attracted to them. Just don't do it for them. Just don't keep their fetish. They go to strip clubs. They still hook up on the outside to get fulfilled. Is that disrespectful? I'm sure my listeners will say, you betcha. Hugging someone. Ladies, how many guys at work walk up to you and hug you? You know that they copping that little squeeze or that little feel or that little touch. You know it. Yet still, every morning you see him. Gotta give him his hug. Are you disrespecting the person that you're with? You see, these are some of the things that we don't really think about. What about a kiss? Just on the cheek. Oh, it's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Is that disrespectful? You tell me. That disrespect is an opinion. You have to define that for your own relationship. You have to
Black Jesus.
Yeah, you have to. All right. One of the biggest questions I want to pose to everybody out there. We talk about cheating and sex. Question: do you believe you can sexually satisfy your lover as they need or they want to be satisfied forever? Or should they control their urges and their desires and their needs forever? Sounds like a catch-22, but what do y'all think about that one? Hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know. Do you believe you can satisfy your lovers sexually, their needs and their wants, forever? Or does the person that you with control their urges or their needs, their desires, forever? It's up to you. What do you think? It's a real relationship talk show, everybody, and we are discussing dealing with disrespect in relationships. That's what we're discussing, right? So I think the conversation went pretty good, but I think we got to kind of touch on a couple of what I like to call solutions. Solutions when you talk about dealing with disrespect in relationship. My solution is going to be around this. My solution is going to be around us as people clearly defining what we feel is disrespect. We got to clearly define that. That's number one. Number two, we got to be able to clearly and effectively communicate that. Because a lot of us get disrespected because we don't know how to communicate. A lot of us disrespect person that we're with because we're simply oblivious to the fact that your lover looks at that as being disrespectful. guys can't clearly communicate to each other to the level of gaining a clear understanding, and you're going to have a lot of trouble in your relationship. Number three, this should be number one. You don't even want to entertain getting into a relationship if you're not ready and willing to cut things off, especially if that's what they're expecting. Get some understanding up front. That's what we got to do. You dig? Yeah. Remember, everybody, every Wednesday night, it's the Kenny Talk Experience. Every Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that we go hard. They can listen to the playback anytime they want. Listen to the playback. You can comment on Facebook and let me know what you got from the show. And we're going to keep pushing. It's about that time, ladies and gentlemen, for what I like to call, the final thought. I like the way that dropped like that. Final thought is a little bit of spoken word that I put together to kind of sum up everything. Disrespect in relationships. All House Radio. Check it out. Kenny Talk Experience, the Kenny Talk Experience, goes like this. Being disrespected is an opinion. Everyone has their own definition of what it is and what it ain't, and the way it makes us feel. Depending on the person, what they're going through at the time, disrespect is known to make people cry, fight, or kill. We saw that. One of the harshest forms of disrespect is when you disrespect a commitment by having sex outside of the one with whom you've committed. But the worst thing about disrespect is the way we react, as it's influenced by the way, by the onlookers and critics. Yeah, by the onlookers and the critics. Now, if you put your hands on him or her with the intent to cause harm, we have to add this to the top of the list. So if it's a man hitting a woman, or a woman hitting a man, there's no relationship problem that this will fix. Now, if you ever been disrespectful, one thing is for sure, at the time, we don't believe that our actions are disrespectful to you, baby. And if you've ever been disrespectful, passion before retaliation, because at that moment you don't see the situation like you do, baby. And that's just how it is. Whenever a person, whenever you feel like a person is being disrespected to you, one of the first things that we're taught to do is to react emotionally, to retaliate, curse out, slam, us wrangle, argue. You see, instead of simply having compassion that, wait a minute, we are obviously on getting off on the wrong foot. We are obviously on opposite ends of communication right now. But you feel that what you're doing is not disrespectful to me, then there is a problem. Okay? Fellas, ladies, if your lover approach you to tell you that they feel disrespected, don't get defensive. Don't try to justify that which you're doing as not being disrespectful. Don't try to justify it. Listen. I assure you, guys can come up with some form of understanding. If you can't, then there's an app for that. Like they say, it's a real relationship talk show, everybody. Join us next week. I don't even know what the topic is going to be. Guess what? We going hard. It's going to be sheds light areas of darkness. It's going to be to knock some of the traditionalism in relationships out of the way that prevents you from being happy. Happiness journey. Alright? And I wanted to break it down like that. Shout out to everybody listening. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. Kenny Talk, the Kenny Talk Experience. Go out and get that book, Truth That Tears Us Apart, The Lies That Keep Us Together. Amazon, booksamillion.com, barnesandnoble.com. Great read. Yeah. Kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips, and we're going to fly up out of here. Salute to all the fellas listening and for writing in. Salute to Port St. Lucie for sharing. Love.